At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly, where we have a lot to cover today. And I have with me Radhika.
Hello.
And we just watched 8 trailers, but before that, which we'll come to later.
Very long.
But before that, we watched Mohenjo-Daro.
Yes.
Also very long. Although not actually, but it felt very long.
Seemed very long.
So
much longer than the 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Which is, I also watched Rustam yesterday, which was also 2.5 hours long. But didn't feel that long. So
yeah, I think I need to watch Rustam.
Yeah, that would be the subject.
Which is better, Rustam or Mohenjo-Daro?
Rustam was definitely better.
Okay.
The details we'll get into. Rustam was, in one sentence, it was, the story was really good. It could have, some things could have been done better
okay.
in terms of execution. But yeah, this one, what did you think first?
FYI though, I want to put a disclaimer. I'm a huge Hrithik fan also. Doesn't trump Bhai for me, but he's quite up there. So that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to watch.
Relative to Bhai, like how?
He's quite close. He's up there. He's also a good actor. So
I'm sorry, also a good actor.
Yes.
Implying Bhai is a good actor.
We can have a separate podcast on just Bhai. I can do that one solo. So I really wanted to watch this movie because I haven't seen a Hrithik movie in really long. Like, what, Kites was the last one he did?
Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Okay, which I didn't like that much anyways.
Mm.
Also, I'm a huge Ashutosh fan. Like, what is the one he did with Aishwarya Rai? Hrithik, Aishwarya.
Jodha
Akbar. Yeah. That's like one of my go-to movies. Like, I can watch it all the time up there with K3G.
Mm.
So, I thought, oh, Ashutosh, Hrithik coming back again together will be amazing. I don't think that the movie was even close to being amazing.
Yeah.
I did like Hrithik a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's because of my personal affection towards him.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie was quite average. I don't think it was unbearable or not watchable. But it was pretty average for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was just average. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, first of all, don't generally like these big historical epics. So, I mean, I also was not that big a fan of Jodha Akbar.
Okay, okay.
But that's more just because of length, to be honest.
Yeah.
With this one, actually, I felt like it was reasonably, like the story and stuff was reasonably okay.
Yeah, the story was fine, yeah.
But it didn't feel like it was very different. Like the first half felt a lot like Bahubali.
Okay,
if you've seen that. So it's like almost the same thing. Like this guy is removed from his original kingdom as a baby.
Yeah.
And he's brought up by like these adopted parents from a village.
Got it.
And he then, you know, somehow makes his way back to his thing. And then people suddenly recognize him because he looks exactly like his dad. And then like he's the savior and he has to save this from this oppressive ruler.
Okay.
It's like exact same story.
Also, sorry viewers, we've given out the entire story of Mohenjo-Daro.
But that is fine.
Yeah, but that is what the story is.
Yeah.
But just going back to that point, I did see a lot of glimpses of Lagaan, Jodha Akbar in this movie. Like there were scenes where I was like, okay, that's Hrithik from Jodha Akbar.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the whole set could have been from Jodha.
Yeah, for sure.
The entire visuals.
Even like, I don't know if you remember, but when he's like fighting with the horses.
Yeah.
That's the exact same scene from Jodha Akbar when he's with the elephant. There was no difference. Even the dialogue was the same. So I think Ashutosh Gowarikar missed that. Like it just felt like
very
picked
familiar.
Up pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's still like, if you're a Hrithik fan, go watch the movie. Otherwise, it's nothing great.
Yeah. There were also some questionable VFX at
the
various
VFX
points.
Were only questionable. There was no correct VFX, like from the unicorn to the...
Oh god, the unicorn. I can't believe that unicorn was actually a part of the movie in a non-ironic way.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It was...
Again, unnecessary, the unicorn was. Like, there was no need.
Yeah, there was meant to be some deep symbolism, but it did not add anything
also,
at all.
Given that it was about, like, India, like, back in the day, I don't know how the unicorn even featured. Like, they could have picked a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Also, the unicorn was, like, the mode of transportation for their god, which again made no sense. They could have just picked up something that is, like, a little more relevant, a little more people can relate to.
Yeah.
Oh, we should also talk about Pooja Hegde.
Well, let's talk about her. What did
she didn't have dialogues in the first half of the movie.
She was... for the first, 45 minutes, she had no dialogue despite being there.
Yeah.
Then there was, a little bit in the middle where she had a reasonable role. And then after that, it was just Hrithik fighting people for the last hour.
Oh, there was so... I don't think I saw half the movie.
I'd be surprised. How do you watch...
I didn't.
How do you watch Salman movies or action movies?
Bhai fights in a different way, this one, there was so much fighting. Like, I literally did not watch half the movie because I had to look the other way.
I thought the action fight scenes were actually done pretty well.
Really? Okay.
They were the only parts of the movie that felt a bit...
So you think he fought well and the way...
It was done, well, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, there are some, basic medical laws that are defied,
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
Bollywood.
That is... We can't control
that.
But in terms of the actual, the fighting scenes themselves, I thought it was pretty well done.
Oh, yeah. I missed it. But I thought for a first movie, Pooja was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah, given it was a mega budget movie with a mega star.
Yeah.
I think she wasn't overshadowed. Like whatever little role she had, she did justice to it. Yeah. I think there's room for improvement.
There's room for improvement, but there's also... you can't really judge her as an actress based on this movie. It's just a kind of vehicle for her to be there and be noticed.
Also, it's a good launch vehicle.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
She launched with Hrithik, it was good. Whatever dialogues she had, she did well with that.
Yeah.
She had a good screen presence though. Like when she was on screen,
definitely.
Even with Hrithik, I would look at her.
Yeah.
Which is quite good on her part.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. All in all, average.
I thought in terms of support cast, the guy who played his best friend was pretty good. He was really
Hojo.
Yeah.
Hojo.
He was really
Huh? And Lothar.
Yeah, he was a bit more kind of down to earth and normal.
Yeah.
But the Hojo character was just really funny.
Yeah.
Added a lot of comic elements to the thing.
He was a nice relief, at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute. I didn't like the villain or the villain's son. I think they were super villainized and the quintessential Bollywood villain. Also, the background music that played every time the villain came in was quite irritating. Again, it was standard villain music that was being played. But the supporting cast were, even the villain and his son, who are the two people who sort of take away Mohenjo-daro from Hrithik, Hrithik's father, were good. They also acted well, but super villainized, overdone.
Yeah, so I mean, the main villain I thought was, like you said, super villainized.
Yeah.
I thought his son, who was played by Arunoday Singh, whose previous movies include Hate Story 2 or 3 or something along those lines.
I didn't know he acted before. I thought it was a debut.
No, he's definitely acted before, sadly.
Okay.
But I thought he was quite good. He was fairly convincing.
He's so sleazy.
Yeah, but that was the character, right?
Yeah.
It was meant to be sleazy.
Sleazy, yeah. He's
and
really
I thought
sleazy.
He... I mean, yeah, given his background of films, maybe playing the sleazy part wasn't so difficult. But I thought he did pretty well, actually. Everyone else was either irrelevant or didn't really do much. It's pretty much
did you
Hrithik.
Like the songs?
Not really. I mean, it felt like a very typical of, I mean, typical as in typical of the last few years of Rahman, where it's kind of very abstract and esoteric, and when you listen to it, it's like, okay, I don't know what to make of this.
The music was very abstract.
Yeah.
At times it made no sense of how even it applied to the situation or the scene.
Yeah.
But I did like the music.
Yeah.
It has a good beat and a good rhythm. Mm. It's not that catchy. None of the songs were catchy at all.
Definitely not Chartbusters.
I will not even be listening to them again. But during the movie, they sounded pleasant.
There was one really good scene that I liked, which was... I don't know if you actually liked it, though, based on your reaction during it. Yeah, you watched it.
Okay.
But it was during one of the songs where Hrithik is, like, pretending to be a background dancer to get...
He's pretending to be the unicorn.
I mean, his thing had one horn, but...
Yeah.
It's like a performance, right? And all these different dancers are all pretending to be different animals.
Yeah.
And he's not originally part of the performance. And he sneaks in and he just comes there. And he's like falling over people. People like wondering what he's doing there.
Yeah.
And he's just like in the middle of it. And
that was really funny, actually.
I thought that was very well done.
That was cute, yeah. He was just like going all over the place. Even Pooja Hegde was like the focus point of that song. Like her expressions when she's like, who is this person? Why is he here?
Because
he's put on a mask, so she doesn't realize who he is. Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah. Apart from that, there were no other major things that stood out, to be quite honest.
Yeah, no,
the other thing I didn't really like, I mean, then this again factors into the length thing, is, I mean, one, the ending up till where he quote-unquote wins, because you know he's going to win.
Yeah.
It all just felt very convenient and it just happened. There was
there
was that like that one big
there
fight
was no
scene.
Climax.
Yeah, there was that one big fight scene, but there he was still like, okay, now he has to overthrow the king or whatever.
Yeah.
That all just happened in like 10 minutes, like very quickly.
Yeah.
And then after that there was this whole other thing of rescuing the whole villagers, which just felt like too much overkill.
You actually have a lot of scenes that felt very long. Even when he's fighting the man eaters.
Yeah.
That was so long. Like,
that was one of the scenes I enjoyed because I thought the fighting thing was not.
Oh, okay. I guess for me, it was really long.
Because you weren't watching, you were like sitting there with your hands.
When is this going to end? Like, how can you be fighting for so long?
Yeah. But the ending I thought was, I mean, the second quote unquote ending made no. It didn't add anything to the story, it made no difference.
I guess he wanted to show how he rescued people and he's better than the old king.
Yeah, but it was just like unnecessary, right? It's like you've proved the old guy was bad.
Bad,
he's come back, he's successfully reclaimed this thing. And then there was like a part in the middle where the villain is trying to escape. So you think, okay, fine, he's going to escape and then something's going to happen.
Yeah,
but no, he doesn't.
Happens.
He just dies.
Yeah, that was really funny. That was just funny. I was like,
yeah.
Poor guy, he spent so much effort trying to escape. And nothing happens. Like, adds nothing to the story, but takes 2 minutes of the movie's length.
Yeah.
They could have just left him there to die, which is what actually happens.
Well, actually, I mean, what happens in the end? I don't think any of this actually happens.
Fair, as for the movie.
No, but it's fair because when the movie came out, I mean, before the trailer came out, people were expecting this to actually be about...
So was I. I thought it will be a little history lesson about... Harappa and Mohenjo-daro civilization.
Apart from, I mean, I think they successfully capture the kind of, you know, small things like how they measure time in terms of ek suraj baad pichle whatever barsat ke baad.
They measured years by rain and years by the sun.
And like they show like how all these traders come to Mohenjo-daro and show like small things like that. Otherwise, it has nothing. This thing. Very limited cultural value.
No, it has very limited cultural value. Like, you couldn't have had less cultural value. It gave absolutely no information about the civilization. As opposed to in Jodha Akbar, he did.
Yeah.
He did make it a point to show how Akbar captures India and his relationship with Jodha.
Yeah.
Yeah, here he totally misses that. Maybe there's not enough information available.
I mean, maybe it's also because as per Ashutosh Gavarkar's usual standards, I think his first cut of this movie was like 4 hours and 10 minutes. And then
he had to cut a lot of it.
So maybe that part captured it, but we'll never know.
Also, did you know Hrithik was paid 50 crores?
Including distribution.
Including distribution.
Yeah, I mean, but that's still a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, 50 crores? Like, that can be a movie's budget.
Yeah.
How is Ashutosh supposed to ever make money if he's paying his actors? Is the movie doing well in terms of box office revenue?
It's actually not doing that well. So it's amongst one of his lowest openings.
Worse than that 7 movie with Priyanka Chopra, Saath Khun Maaf.
He wasn't in that.
He was like, Rashi, what's your Rashi?
Oh, you remember Ashutosh?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Ritik, sorry.
Oh, you're talking about Ritik. I was like, what? Oh.
Yeah, so Ashutosh, I mean, he also doesn't make, yeah, even for him, it's probably is like,
okay,
accepting that probably.
Yeah, yeah, that's hard to beat.
But for Ritik, it's like, it's even, it's like just above Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, which is not a mainstream movie,
yeah,
per se. And
yeah,
that one picked up after its opening.
Okay.
This one only, I think only Guzarish has been worse than this, like for the last 10
okay,
years or
okay,
something.
Okay, okay, okay.
So,
it.
Yeah, not doing
also,
well.
Also, do you think it has to do with the fact that Akshay movie came out the same weekend? Because Akshay has a strong fan following in India now. And Rustam just seemed like a better movie from the trailer as well.
Yeah, I think it was just, like people, if they had to pick, they picked
Rustam
over
yeah,
this. But I mean, that's basically a sign of Hrithik's star power not being... You know,
but
what
I
it was
think
was.
Akshay has taken over.
Yeah.
Akshay has a huge following in
yeah,
India.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, yeah, and Rustam is, I think, also a good enough movie that it's like word of mouth wise, it's also doing much better.
Got it.
Than Mohenjo-daro.
And do you think it deters people to watch historic movies because they're like, oh, it might be like a history lesson, as opposed to like Rustam, which could be entertaining and has suspense to it.
Yeah, and Rustam also is a like based on a
true
story. True
story, yeah.
No, but I don't think the history part is that much of a turn off because just in December you had Bajirao Mastani.
Oh, that was amazing.
Which like was amazing and like beat
but
a Shah Rukh movie.
Bajirao Mastani was not a historic movie, right?
Neither is this though. I mean, it's this.
But
it's
the
a
trailer. It seemed like it is.
No, it's like a similar concept to Jodha Akbar, right? It's like talking about. I mean, people expected this turned out to not even be
no,
that.
No,
but,
no, no. Jodha Akbar is great. Please watch it if you haven't.
No, but it's about like, you know, set in ancient...
It's a periodic.
Periodic
film,
yeah. And it's about like a certain character story or whatever. And in that sense, like Bajirao were like even...
Yeah,
it beat Dilwale pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, you know...
Dilwale was just unwatchable. Coming from a Shah
yeah,
Rukh
but
fan.
Still, it's a Shah Rukh movie.
It was still unwatchable. Like, it was so bad, I couldn't watch it on a plane. And my standard for plane movies is lower than my standard for regular movies. I have pretty low standards with movies, but Dilwale was terrible.
As long as the aloo tikki rolls
yeah,
and the cheese
as long
rolls
as
are.
I get those. Today we have to deal with popcorn.
Yeah.
Just average at best. Just like the movie.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, I mean, I mean, effect, I don't think this is going to do well because it's not showing any signs of picking up.
Yeah.
So.
The hall was full, though, but it's also the first weekend.
Yeah. I mean, even I went for Rustam yesterday, it was also full.
Okay.
But that was like, people were like marrowing CTs and all. For
oh, wow.
That kind of movie, I was surprised. But,
okay.
Yeah, in this was not really.
Yeah, this is. But I do think Ritik did a good job. Like, he must have worked really hard on this movie. Like, the scenes are not easy.
I mean, he did a good job in terms of, like, yeah, his physique and his,
yeah,
like, action and... No,
he thought he acted badly.
I don't think he acted badly, but he didn't do anything that was, like, out of the ordinary or that
yeah,
was not...
But I think he's acted badly in the past.
Oh, I mean, okay, yeah. If you're comparing to...
yeah, yeah.
On a relative scale, he did fine.
On a relative scale,
but it wasn't
yeah,
like... It's not like a memorable performance
oh,
that I'm
no,
gonna...
no. I mean, his Agnipath performance is memorable.
Yeah.
It yeah,
was not at that...
No, no, definitely
scale,
not. But
yeah,
I'm saying, like, I thought he was better here than even Bang Bang.
I mean, even Bang Bang, you're saying, as a Bang Bang is some high
no,
benchmark.
No, that's what I'm saying. Compared to his last movie, I think he worked more on this one.
Fine.
He put
in
more effort.
I will give you that.
Yeah.
Much.
But I'm excited for Kabil.
Yeah, that looks good.
That looks good. Yeah. I think Ashutosh...
Which is also going to clash, though, most likely.
With
Rais.
Yeah. Also, have you heard about that drama?
Yes, but we're not going to discuss
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can cut that part.
No, it's fine. Yeah, sorry, you were saying something.
I forgot.
About Ashutosh.
Oh yeah, I think Ritik did a much better job than Ashutosh did for this movie.
Yeah, it's not a very
yeah,
well directed
no,
movie at all. You expect better.
Ashutosh is now diminished returns. Is what I'm going to call
yeah,
him.
I mean, you could argue Ritik is heading towards that way, but
we'll see after
Kapil. We'll see.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else on this movie before we switch gears?
No, everything else was. Everything, like when I, like the costumes, were also average.
Yeah.
Everything about this movie was average. So if you want to watch an average movie, go because you're bored and just want to step out, it's worth it. But apart from that, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
So plain movie.
Plain, very plain. It's like aloo roll without any masala.
No, I meant plain as an airplane movie.
Oh, no, it's too long.
You're on a long haul.
On a big screen, I think it looked a lot better. On a small screen, I
that's
think
true, actually.
It looked even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The CGI will just... Yeah.
Oh, God. No, no, no. Rustam could be a good plane.
No, Rustam, I think, is worth even going for.
Going for? But okay.
Anyway. Cool. On that note, we will now switch gears to talk about trailers and other movies,
which are definitely way more exciting than
but before we move to trailers, couple of movies that we didn't do full podcasts on but that you have seen.
Like what?
One I saw with you, which was Great Grand Masti.
Do
we
no!
want to give
no I will not discuss it. No, that's on Fish.
We were supposed to do a massive podcast about that as a follow-up to the Kya Cool Hai Hum and
no.
Masti Zade podcast.
No.
But it was just... We were all like...
Don't watch that movie.
We
if
were all...
pays you money, not watch that movie.
We were all like physically and emotionally drained after watching that movie that we couldn't even bring ourselves to do a podcast.
No.
So,
no.
You know, there was that.
No.
Although the piracy issue that happened with that was rather unfortunate.
Yes.
But that is a topic for another day since we have a lot of things to cover.
Yeah.
Madari is the other one.
Oh, yes. I saw Madari... I really liked it. I thought, again, it was like similar to Mohenjo-daro. The actor did a better job than the director.
Yeah.
Which always disheartens me in movies.
Yeah. Rustam is also like that, to be honest.
Yeah, which is like, I think even though the actors are doing a great job, if the direction was better, they could have done an even better job.
Yeah.
Same with Madari as well. Like Irfan Khan was phenomenal. But the movie itself was, again... above average, but nothing great.
Mm-hmm.
The story was good, but I think it's again one of those very similar tried and tested formulas where people are against the government.
Yeah.
And a common man starts an uprising to go against the government.
Makes sense.
This is what it was. And at the end, the government is punished.
Mm.
So I do believe that there was a strong social cause that they were trying to portray where politicians take corruption money, which leads to a lot of different problems in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Irfan was great, but the child he kidnaps, oh my god, like he was annoying. He was really annoying. Like I did not like anything about that child. So that also deterred a lot for the movie because Irfan couldn't do, like I think if that dynamic of the kidnapper and the child was better, it could have been a better movie.
Yeah.
Because the child was just not performing.
Mm.
It really took away from the movie. Good play movie though. It has a little bit of suspense to it, but the ending is quite predictable, just like most of these movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, just looking to watch something to kill some time. It's a great one to watch. I would recommend Madari over Mohenjo-daro any day.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to trailers. There are 8 of them,
yes,
as we mentioned.
Yes.
Do you have a preference of what to do first?
Okay, so I really liked the Bar Bar Dekho trailer. And what was the first one we saw?
That was the first one we saw.
Okay.
Oh no, well, we saw Dhoni.
Yeah, so Dhoni was my favorite trailer.
Yeah.
Bar Bar Dekho seemed like the most fun movie out of them all. And Pink was the most intense.
Okay, so let's go through all of those one by one. So let's do Dhoni first since it just came out. I thought that as a cricket fan, having subjected myself...
I'm not a cricket fan.
Huh?
I'm not even a cricket fan.
Yeah, yeah, no. I was saying, as a cricket fan who subjected myself to watching Azhar earlier this year, this is a significant step up, I must say.
Yeah.
Significant improvement. I wasn't sure whether Sushant would actually be able to play the role of Dhoni, but based on the trailer,
he
seems to be done a really good job.
I think, again, like trailers can be very deceiving. But if the movie is anything, what the trailer is, I think this will really pick up his career. Like, he looks great in it.
Yeah.
But again, like, it's one of those movies where, just like Mohenjo-daro, there's like no role for the female. Nothing.
Kiara Advani is in the trailer for about half a second? 1 second?
Yeah, maybe one. But not more than that.
Yeah.
But the trailer looks great.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's, the... of like Sushant is typically very, unlike a lot of other actors that he was launched alongside, he is very selective and picky about the movies he does, and he always does a very good job.
Yes.
And of course, I mean, Neeraj Pandey has a great track record before this.
God.
So this is also a new type of film for him, without Akshay Kumar, which is nice.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
That should be a good one.
Yeah. My only complaint about, and this actually applies to most of the trailers we're going to talk about, and we've discussed it before, but in this case, it's, I think, especially relevant. Trailers are just becoming so long.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, I mean... The one of the reasons I was most excited about this film was to actually see, you know, Dhoni's life and his thing outside of the cricket field, right? Which he has a pretty incredible story, which not many people know about.
Yeah, like I had no idea.
The way they knew about someone like Sachin, right?
Yeah,
he's been
in
the public eye since he was 16.
Yeah.
Dhoni just kind of came out of nowhere with his long hair and his bikes. But in the trailer, like, that's the whole trailer. Like, now I know everything that the first half of the movie is going to have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It gave out the full story.
Which is, like, you know, not very...
There's no suspense.
Yeah, doesn't leave anything to...
Definitely.
To, you know, wait
this
for.
Was a long trailer, right? It was, like, 3 minutes?
All of these are 3 minutes,
pretty
much.
Oh, yeah. The only was a long trailer, but I'm still really excited.
Yeah, no, definitely. Then, Baar Baar Dekho.
Yeah, Baar Baar Dekho, I think... I'm going to really enjoy personally.
Which means it's probably not going to be a good movie.
Yeah. It just, again, seems like one of those fun movies with, like, good-looking people, great songs, exotic locations, quintessential NRI crowd movie. Again, I didn't understand the trailer. I don't know how he goes back and forth in life and what is happening there, but Katrina looks good. He looks good.
Yeah. The only reason I have some high hopes is that it is a Farhan Akhtar and Ritesh Sidwani
movie. Yeah, it's an XL
movie.
Yes,
and
it's
the first time XL and Dharma
are combining?
Collaborating.
Yeah, why?
Which is,
how?
Why not?
How is Karan Johar on the same page as them?
Which is, I mean, because it's a, I mean, if you look at it from a face value perspective, it's like an... It's like a typical love story, but with a very different angle, right?
Yeah.
In terms of this time travel
yes,
and this thing, which
yes.
is kind of different and unique, which is where the
XL
part
comes
in. So I'm very... That's the biggest reason I'm still somewhat excited. I'm just curious to see what it turns out. I hope it's good, to be honest.
No, yeah. Also, I think Siddharth has been doing quite well for himself these days. What was
yes,
like,
Kapoor and Sons.
Brothers also, like, he acted well, right? It was a shit movie. No!
Okay, I will not comment on this.
Okay, I'm not even a Siddharth Kapoor fan.
Malhotra. We did this on the last podcast also when you called him Siddharth Kapoor.
Oh, wow, his name is Malhotra. Okay. Yeah, clearly, I'm not a fan, but I think he acts well. Like, way better than Katrina.
Honestly, from the trailer, I thought Katrina...
You have hopes for Katrina.
But more, like, the
you
thing
think
was,
Katrina will act?
Based on the trailer, more than usual.
You think Katrina knows how to act?
More than usual, is my point. She's improving.
Okay. She's definitely improving.
I mean, it's about time, but
it's
definitely
okay.
improvement.
Okay.
Whereas Siddharth is, at an absolute level, yes, he's definitely better than Katrina. But he, like, I think there's, like, a limit as to how far he can go, and I don't think this is showing, like, for, I mean, let's not compare him to Katrina for now, but, like, for example, like, with Alia Bhatt, right, every movie she elevates herself to a new level.
Yeah.
Varun Dhawan is up and down a bit. He does a Badlapur and then he does Dishoom.
Yeah.
So,
and he's at one Badlapur. That's it.
Yeah, but still, in that, he showed at least he has the range
potential,
to do this thing. With Siddharth Malhotra now, even in a movie like Kapoor and Sons, he was by far the weakest link.
Yes,
out of
yes.
admittedly very strong competition.
Okay.
But it just feels the same. He doesn't seem very convincing. When, like, he seems like an actor playing a role.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually being a character.
Okay, I can see that in Siddharth. But also, just going back to Katrina for this movie, just to give her kudos, I think she's really worked on her body and is looking really good.
Yeah, the
so
abs.
She, I guess she's finally realized she can't act. So she's working on other aspects to sell herself, which, like, she looks beautiful in Kala Chashma and all. Like, and her dancing is also, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I think kudos to her for looking for other avenues to make herself work in the industry.
Yeah. And then the third one off that list was Pink.
Oh, that was intense.
That was really intense. I did not expect it to be that intense at all.
But just unlike the other movies, it has like a very, I think it will have a great balance between the male and female roles.
Yeah, and I mean, it's...
it's a woman-centric movie.
It's exactly, it's a woman-centric movie, but it has the this thing, the power of Amitabh Bachchan in it. And also, I mean, Shujit Sarkar is a like
great
director, right?
So, yeah.
And he typically always like
balances
catches
really
the black
well.
In Piku as well.
For sure.
The, you know, even though Amitabh was there, it was very much Deepika's.
Yeah.
You know.
So I just given the industry in general, I think it's like really refreshing to watch a movie where there's like a balance of gender.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the best people to do it.
Yeah.
And I think Amitabh Bachchan also fits really well into those roles.
Yeah.
I don't think someone like Shah Rukh would be able to do this type of a movie because he's very himself.
Yeah.
SRK-centric, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited to watch it. Like, even though it's really intense.
Yeah.
Like, really. Like, I was like, wow. But, yeah, I have very high hopes from that movie.
Yeah.
Like, more than every other trailer I saw.
And it kind of came from nowhere because it's releasing in a month. But there was very... I mean, obviously, it's a kind of subject matter that's not going to have...
A lot of
promotion. A lot of this thing. But
yeah.
It still, you know, was like... the first I heard of the movie was when the trailer came out.
But, you know, it's one of those movies... like you watch the trailer and you want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need all that outside marketing to sell itself.
That's true.
As opposed to something like Baar Baar Dekho did need a Kala Chashma to entice me to watch the movie. And I do think it was a great idea to release the song before the
trailer.
But
they also actually they did something interesting. They launched the promotions of the movie by having a roundtable discussion on YouTube or on Eros Now, which they posted, which has basically Karan Johar playing kind of host slash moderator.
Of course.
And then Farhan Akhtar, Ritesh Sidwani.
Oh.
The writers, I think Siddharth is there.
Okay.
And just talking about how... So it's actually not about the... It's very... I think Siddharth is... He may not even be there actually. It's more about how they came up with the idea of the movie and working together and how they like developed the concept and
I
stuff.
I should watch that.
Yeah, it's quite... It's like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's quite entertaining.
Okay. And all the other crap I watch. So, yeah. No, but Pink, definitely going to watch.
Yeah. Okay, then moving on to the remaining trailers.
Oh, they were all bad.
Shivai?
I did not understand. What?
Yeah, and it's the thing is like, you know, it's gotten very positive response.
Yeah, and also Vatsal said it's a really good movie.
Listeners will not know who Vatsal is.
Yeah, he works at Excel.
Yes. A lot of people in the industry and outside have responded to it very well.
It also has like a really crazy religious aspect to it. It's based on Shiva, like, everything they say is around that, right?
Yeah, but I think it's like Ajay Devgan's character channeling the spirit
powers
of Shiva as the destroyer, as opposed to it being purely religious. But it's I didn't understand it at all. It's like random action sequences.
Do you think it has to do with like how you can't understand Shiva? You can't understand Ajay Devgan who's channeling his powers? He's obviously destroying something bad. But what I got is like he does a lot of bad things to destroy the bad, you know?
If you read the...
I think he kidnapped that child, right?
If you read the description that accompanies the trailer on YouTube...
I'm not.
It's like... It basically says something along the lines of... I don't think his actual name is Shivai, but whatever. The person, Ajay Devgan, is a mountaineer, but who has the ability to turn into the destroyer, basically.
Okay.
And so...
But destroying bad, destroying good?
Not clear.
It's just like Shiva, right? He can destroy both.
Yeah.
Doesn't always destroy bad.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
I need a little more. I don't think... The movie seems... The trailer seems so abstract that it would be hard to even gauge what the movie will be.
I'm a fan of Ajay Devgan doing this type of role.
So not Singham. I loved him in that.
All the Best or Golmaal.
Suspense thriller.
Drishyam. Yeah, those type of movies he's really good at. Yeah.
Okay.
So in that sense, I'm reasonably hopeful.
I hope they release a part two of the trailer to explain a little more.
Yeah, this was one trailer where even though it was 4 minutes long, we still got nothing out of it.
Nothing.
Which is better, I think, though, to be honest.
Beautiful mountain.
Yes. Okay, then the one other trailer that I liked actually was Happy Bhag Jaegi.
Oh, Happy Bhag Jaegi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As always, Jimmy Shergill playing a guy who gets screwed over. Like
Jimmy Shergill, I have no comments on him.
But I mean, I love Abhay Deol.
I love Abhay Deol. I love him. I think he's the best of the Deols.
Not that that was a hard title
no,
to get, but
Deol Sunny was big back in the day.
Do we want to talk about Bobby Deol being a DJ or let's...
Is he a DJ?
What? You don't know this?
No.
Okay, we will make an exception to our gossip rule for this because it's too funny.
What?
But Bobby Deol became a DJ.
Where?
He played a gig in Delhi. And
people
then
went.
People went.
Wow.
And it went disastrously bad.
Because
sucks. No, because people went to see Bobby and not to actually... Like the people who came were like aunties and old people and whatever. And Bobby came for like half an hour. He started by playing Gupt, of course.
One of his good performances,
yeah.
Guys.
And he was like trying to get the crowd pumped up, but
no
one cared. They just wanted selfies with Bobby. So then
why would anyone want a selfie with Bobby?
It's Delhi, Radhika. I don't know.
In a Punjabi, wants a selfie.
Yeah. And so then he got pissed off and he left.
He got pissed off?
Allegedly, so the story goes. He got angry.
Bobby has a right to get pissed off. Shouldn't he be paying people?
Anyway. He got angry and he left in 20 minutes.
Wow.
And these tickets cost like 5,000, 6,000 rupees.
No.
And
way.
So then everyone else got
they
really angry.
Up.
No, they were like fighting with the owners and the management, and the guys were like,
no,
oh,
short.
The event is still on, music is still playing, whatever. But.
<It's terrible.
laughs> Okay,
Bobby
anyway.
Needs to get a life.
Anyway, back to the good deal.
Yeah, back to the good deal.
Yeah, I thought Happy Bhag Jaegi looks really fun.
Really funny.
Interesting.
Also, is this Ilyana's first movie? Is that not her name?
This is Diana Penty.
Diana Penty.
Ilyana is
cocktail,
a different...
Cocktail.
Yes.
Ilyana is in Rustam.
Correct.
Is this the Cocktail Chick's first movie after Cocktail? She was in Cocktail.
No, I know. I'm trying to think of whether she's been in anything since then. Perhaps not.
Yeah.
She must...
Okay.
I don't
know. She seems really funny in this movie as well.
Yeah.
I think another person who could have done a really good job is Anushka.
In this role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The star power was lacking. But the story seems amazing. It's
yeah,
so funny.
It seems
funny.
Really. It's like yeah, and it's
so
like a typical
funny.
Abhay Deol type of movie
yeah.
where it's like he doesn't have a lot of you know
not
star
me,
power,
yeah.
but a lot of good actors,
acting.
Like character actors.
Jimmy Shergill.
I like Jimmy Shergill.
In what?
As an actor, he's really good.
Dude, you didn't.
In Queen, both not Queen. Sorry, in not Queen.
Tanu Vaidmanu.
And Tanu Vaidmanu
returns. Yeah.
And in like he does cameos in all these movies
yeah,
right? In
cameos.
Special Chhabbis he was really
he
good
he was in Madari also actually too, and he was quite decent
so he's a good actor he
yeah.
just never got that big break.
Who was the third actor
huh?
in this Happy Bhag Jaegi? Has three actors.
Oh yeah, that guy, he's like a he's
who is he?
Ali Fazal.
Ali Zafar.
Ali Fazal. Not Ali Zafar.
Ali Zafar is also someone.
Fazal was in... He was in Fukre. That's what he was.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, an XL movie.
Hmm.
I would watch Happy Bhag Jaegi. It seems like a quirky, fun today's movie.
Yeah.
I also want to understand how they portray the India-Pakistan relationship in that movie. I think it'll be really interesting because it's in a comic way.
Yeah.
Which is not very done very often.
Yeah.
So, let's see. High hopes.
Mm-hmm. And that's releasing next week, I think.
Oh, no.
If I'm not wrong. Okay. Then, on to the... Let's call these questionable to start with. I'll get to bad later. Freaky Ali.
Okay, I don't know. I liked the Freaky Ali trailer.
I didn't know what to make of it. I was like, I kind of like this because, I mean, A, it's Nawaz.
Yeah.
And it's like a...
Different story.
Different
Never
story.
Heard.
But it's also, I mean, it's... So the trailer starts with the words Sohail Khan Productions with a Z at the end. And Arbaaz Khan is in it. And it's like,
But it's presented by Bhai.
Yes, I mean, that adds to the negative side for me.
Okay,
the positive side.
Super positive.
I mean, presented by Bhai is because it's like, you know, if you say
family.
Presented by Sohail Khan, then no one will go. You
no,
have to say presented by Bhai. So.
No, because Nawaz Siddiqui is really good as the actor. I don't know the last time he did a bad role, but is this directed by Sohail Khan?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Hopes have significantly fell.
That is the problem.
Okay, okay.
So,
then, yeah. Again, I think it'll be a movie where the actor is better than the director.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, I'm curious to see what it turns out.
The storyline is quite different.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it's again not an unheard of concept of, you know, poor person taking on rich people, and in this case the setting is golf,
yeah,
which is kind of different.
Yeah, I've also never, like, sports has never been used, right, as a way of,
not in this kind of comics context.
But it starts off with cricket and then diverts to golf.
Yeah,
so quite cool. Mm. Like, not a cricket focused movie.
Yeah okay,
good watch.
Then we move into the bad category.
Oh, terrible.
So, pick which one do you want first?
What is it?
Your favorite tiger or...
Banjo. I don't know who watches Ritesh movies. Like, I genuinely don't know.
Apparently, you find him pleasurable.
No,
so.
I don't know. I found him pleasurable in Houseful 3. That's it. Like, I would not... If Ritesh is in a multi-starer, I think he really adds value to the movie. I have never seen a solo movie of Ritesh, so I don't know how he is as a solo actor. Have you?
I have not.
Yeah. Has he done any?
He's done a couple with Janelia, right?
Like,
Jaane Kaha Se Aayi Hai.
Okay, I have not seen all part of these movies. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch him in a solo.
But I don't know. This, like, first, I mean, there's just nothing about this movie makes sense. He's supposed to be like a... Apparently, banjo musicians were like a thing back in the day. And now,
it's a back in the day movie?
No, but the movie starts, right? Like, banjos used to be... what used to rule street music, but now no one cares about it. And like Ritesh is like this thing.
Yeah.
And then Nargis, of course, plays some music executive, festival organizer, something, who wants to find ethnic music.
Which is what Nargis is.
Comes to India and finds Ritesh somehow, and there's this whole story. But in the teaser that we also discussed on a previous podcast, there was this whole angle about how, as a failed musician, he was then a gangster, which they do not address at all in the trailer.
Maybe
the reception was not good. Yeah. Given, but
I think here actually focuses on his banjo, but also his love relationship with
Nargis. Yeah.
Which I think a lot of Indian movies try to focus on, right?
Yeah.
They like the romantic aspect of movies. So maybe they cut that part out.
Yeah, but Justin, I mean, there's just so many things wrong about this trailer.
I can't.
You know, there's a scene with Nargis in, like, the middle of, like, the shawls in Bombay, but wearing a full dress and holding up a jhadu.
That was so funny! It's a song! It's not even a scene of the movie. It's a song when they're cleaning the streets of Mumbai. Like, come on! Is this a Yashraj movie?
No, it's Ritesh's own production.
I don't
think anyone else will put
on
money
on Ritesh. But you know, he has a huge Marathi following.
He probably does.
Maybe they dubbed the movie in Marathi and...
That they will probably do. But he also, I mean, he produces a lot of Marathi movies, which tend to, I haven't seen any of them. No, he doesn't act in them.
Good choice.
He just produces them. And they seem to be actually very good and about meaningful topics and, you know. So...
Yeah, but this is not...
No.
I think he did try to do a meaningful thing even here, but it'll fail.
Yeah. And then finally, your favorite.
I hate Tiger. I hate him.
So, to be fair, the first 40 seconds of this trailer, I was reasonably intrigued, or like the concept of like him being a goofy superhero who doesn't get things right and like is like falling over himself.
No,
and
if
like
it was a comic
messing
movie,
things up. I think it's trying to be.
Really? The end is not comic, it gets really serious.
I think it's going for that kind of very, very bad comparison. So don't, like, this is not what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying it's at this level. But it's trying to go for the, like, Iron Man Avengers type of thing.
Oh,
where it's, like,
funny
but also this thing.
Mm. Yeah, but
doesn't,
it's Tiger Shroff.
Yeah.
Also, Jacqueline doesn't look good in them.
Jacqueline, I mean, is like, she's in every movie, so she can only look good in some of them, I guess. I don't know.
You can't even sell the movie based on Jacqueline's body.
Except for that one song, where she's like doing some gravity-defying dance.
It's a romantic song, yeah.
It's called Beat Pay Booty, you should check it out.
Oh, okay. Is it a catchy song?
So
is it any like Baby Ko Bass?
No, I mean, it depends. I mean, I like hip-hop, so I find it quite catchy.
Oh,
questionable
song.
Lyrics. It had the same effect on me as Manmaa Emotion from the.
I love Manmaa Emotion.
But like the first time I heard it, I was like, "What is this? Like, what is this?" And then I listened to it like two or three times. I was like, "Okay,
yeah,
I really like this."
That's a good song.
So I had the same this thing with this. Okay. So listen to it a couple of times.
Oh, I will.
Ignore the lyrics and just focus on the beat. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the only fruitful thing that came out from the movie for me.
Awesome. On that note, I think we are done. We've covered everything. Is there anything else that you've seen or heard that you want to discuss?
No. I'm waiting for the Raees trailer to come out.
Yep, no word yet as to when that will be.
No.
But hopefully soon-ish.
What else is coming out? There's a new Aamir Khan movie coming out in December.
Yeah, that is later.
Yeah. What are the Diwali releases this year? The Shivai. Shah Rukh's not doing a movie in Diwali.
Befikre will come out before then.
Got it. You know what?
Dhoni will come out also.
Dhoni was,
I'm surprised that they didn't move Raees to Diwali. Maybe because his character is Muslim, but... I don't know.
It's a bit racist, Fish.
I don't have any other explanation as to why you would not take that Diwali slot.
Yeah, and no one else is. That's like, okay, Ranveer Singh might be, but he's not big enough to compete with Shah Rukh yet. Yeah, maybe MS Dhoni is coming in Diwali, so that's going to be huge.
Perhaps,
yeah.
But or maybe behind the scenes they're actually just not ready to release
it. Yeah, could be. What's that? Care to comment? Please, comments below.
Yes, exactly.
Post a few comments below, guys. Why do you think Raees is not releasing on Diwali?
Great.
Love to hear.
Yes. It'll be the first person who's ever written a meaningful comment, so that will be nice. Oh, actually, well, sorry, we have to take back slightly what we said. Dear Zindagi.
What's that?
You know, you haven't seen the
trailer?
There's not a trailer yet, but they've started promoting it. Alia Bhatt and Shah Rukh.
Alia Bhatt and Shah Rukh are coming in a movie?
Yes, but they are not. Shah Rukh plays her like therapist or whatever.
So Shah Rukh has a Diwali release?
It's not Diwali, it's just after Diwali. It's 25th November.
No way!
And it's a Gauri Shinde movie.
How come I haven't seen any promotions for this?
They've been doing social media promotions. So,
this picture that I've seen.
That one.
Oh, so Shah Rukh's will do... Okay.
Yeah. But like Shah Rukh, I mean, depending on what you read and where you read it, Shah Rukh is like a special appearance kind of.
So it's Alia Bhatt.
So it's an Alia Bhatt movie.
Ali Zafar,
yeah.
Aditya Rao Kunal Kapoor and Angad Bedi. Okay, I had no idea about this.
And it's Gauri Shinde who did English Winglish.
Oh, I love English Winglish. So. Oh, interesting. Again, female protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, so that
and
is...
Alia does a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Alia.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Look forward to that one then.
Awesome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully we will have you back,
yes,
as always.
Always willing to be back.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.